During the Second Vatican Council, Saint Pope John the 23rd was so much perplexed and filled with anxiety because it was upon his head to make great change in the Catholic Church. It was like those days when Jesus came to change the things or the practice of Jews. So there were a lot of changes brought into Catholic Church from the time of Second Vatican Council. And at that time, Saint Pope John the 23rd, he used to make a small prayer every day before going to bed. And that prayer is, he says, Lord Jesus, I am going to bed. It is your church. Take care of it. So, a small prayer always brings comfort, brings strength, and helps us to be get rid of the stress or burden. When we read the Gospel of Matthew, we come across Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane with his three disciples, Peter, James, and John, and he asked these three to pray for an hour. Be awake and pray for an hour. But he came and saw them sleeping, and Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. When we look into today's gospel, the second part of the gospel is connecting to the second reading. Speaks about the body and soul. Speaks about the burden that we carry in us. So, the body and soul, you know, God-given gift. The body actually is from this earth, and this body always seeks for the earthly things, goes after the earthly desires. So that's why, you know, after when we are raised from the dead, we are not going to have the same body that we have. But we are going to have the same spirit. At the death, the soul is separated, or the spirit is separated, and it goes to the place where it came from, and it remains as a human soul until its purification. But the body which goes to the ground, you know, is raised. When it is raised, it is not the same body at the time of Last Judgment, but we receive a glorified body. A glorified body. We read, we have heard in the second reading today, we are called to live as the people of spirit, not the people of flesh. If we live according to the flesh, we will die. We will face death in hell. But if we live a life according to the spirit, which came from God, you know, we will be saved. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, so the body, what we have, is the cause for many sins, which brings burden upon us. That's why in today's gospel, Jesus is telling, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. What kind of burden or what kind of yoke that Jesus is speaking about in today's gospel? So if Jesus is telling his yoke and his burden is light, then there must be a heavy burden, heavy yoke. So what is that? You know, what Jesus is speaking about, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, is his commandment. His commandment of love. Love one another as I have loved you. Last Sunday, we have heard the homily about giving priority to God. So I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other God. I mean, we have to give first preference to God. Today, God calls us to follow the second commandment. Love your neighbor. So his commandment or his yoke, his burden that he is speaking about in today's gospel is his commandment. So if it is the yoke that he gives, the burden that he gives is his commandment, then what is the heavy yoke that we receive from this world is the sin. So sin is the heavy burden. Sin is the heavy, you know, yoke which we are not able to carry. That's why to carry that yoke, he came down from heaven. He humbled himself and he came down from heaven and he accepted death on a cross, taking all our burden upon him, all our sins upon him. He died on the cross. So the heavy yoke, heavy burden made even God to die on the cross. We were unable to carry it. That's why he came down to carry it. And he gave us the light burden, easy yoke. That is to follow his commandment, the commandment of love. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, so when we take up the cross and follow Christ, or take up the yoke that he gives us, by obeying him, by following him, we will have the quality of what we call humility. That's what the first part of the gospel and the first reading speak about. He humbled himself. He was meek. He did not ride on, you know, royal horses to enter into the Jerusalem city. He chose to ride on a humble donkey. He humbled himself and came among us. Same way, he calls us to avoid, to remove the intellectual pride which leads us to distraction and which leads us away from God's love and which leads us away from the love of each and every one of us. So the pride destroys a person totally. That's what we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, where we see the downfall of King of Babylon, who was filled with pride. And that is connected, or that is interpreted to the fall of the fallen angels, the disobeyed angels. So when we are filled with pride, we are thrown into deep pit of darkness or hell. But when we humble ourselves, we will be exalted as God exalted our Blessed Mother. So let us ask God today during this Holy Mass to give us a humble heart, a heart filled with his love for one another, that we may carry his yoke, his burden in our life and love everyone to enter into eternal happiness, enter into heavenly life. For that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.